This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Things right now look economically uncertain, to say the least. And in times of uncertainty, it can be helpful to look for clues, for signs of what is to come. Like this clue from the guy who's basically running the American economy right now.
My expectation is that the second quarter will be a very weak one, and that's because businesses are shut down.
That's Fed Chair Jay Powell just a couple of weeks ago.
We do expect to see a very low economic output and big increases in initial claims for unemployment and in unemployment during the second quarter.
More than 22 million people have filed first-time claims for unemployment in the past month. Retail sales are way down, and consumer confidence is terrible. So those are known things. What's unknown is what all that's going to do to what Powell calls economic output, which we, right now, are going to call gross domestic product. What's the virus doing to the production of this economy, and can we figure out what it's done already? GDP is the total value of goods and services this country produces, a bit more than $21 trillion worth of stuff last year. We measure it every quarter, and right now we're almost 3 weeks into Q2, runs April through June. So we called up some economists to ask how they are thinking about GDP when everything is kind of stopped, and also to get their guesses on this second quarter.
We know it's going to be a pretty big hit.
In the excess of 20%.
Minus 25%.
That's Betsy Stevenson at the University of Michigan, Jay Bryson from Wells Fargo, and Campbell Harvey from Duke. Non-scientifically, then, a consensus of a 20 or 25% drop annualized for the second quarter of this year. You might be looking for a reference point right now. I get that. So here you go. In the second quarter of last year, GDP grew 2%, and that was in the middle of a trade war between the two biggest economies on the planet. Here's Betsy Stevenson on what economists are looking at now.
There's a bunch of things that aren't happening right now. We're not producing restaurant meals and haircuts, and we're not producing construction, so we're not building new homes.
So how do you turn all those things we are not producing into an actual quantifiable loss? Here's Jay Bryson. He's acting chief economist at Wells Fargo, where they do these kinds of calculations all the time.
In the second quarter, we think you're looking at an annualized contraction somewhere between 20 and 25%.
And the biggest driver of that contraction, Bryson says, is that we, consumers, just aren't spending money. So Bryson is going category by category.
For instance, you know, restaurants.
Restaurants, annual sales of more than $860 billion, more than 15 million people employed.
Okay, well, we know spending in restaurants is probably going to be down 80 to maybe 90%.
Bryson makes what he calls an educated guess here, something he's doing with a lot of industries. Take airlines and data you have probably heard a time or two on this program.
Just look at people going through TSA lines. That's down 95%. So, you know, you can make pretty good guesses there.
Yesterday, TSA screened a bit more than 105,000 passengers. That's compared to more than 2.3 million a year ago yesterday. That means next to no ticket revenue for airlines, which just agreed to a $25 billion package of loans and grants. But even with that bailout, nobody knows when people are going to start traveling again or doing much of anything else for that matter.
Frankly, there's a lot more art than science right now. And we have not seen anything like this. There's no playbook that we can go back on and dust off and say, oh, this is what it looks like when the economy completely shuts down.
That's how Bryson and his colleagues at Wells Fargo are doing the math. Campbell Harvey at Duke comes up with a different answer.
I would not be surprised to see minus 25%.
The way he got there was with the at least 22 million people who've lost their jobs.
When you've got three quarters of the population saying that their income is going to be less in 2020, then you can actually make some calculations.
Betsy Stevenson at Michigan was just a little bit less specific.
We know it's going to be a pretty big hit.
Because what she's looking for to understand how this crisis is affecting GDP is going to need a much longer view.
We saw in the 2008 downturn that it took a number of years before we actually knew how bad our worst quarter in that recession was. It's quite possible that we don't know truly how big the decline in GDP is this year, last quarter, this quarter, for 5 years.
We'll get an estimate of what happened to first quarter GDP. That's January to March, the middle of next week. Remember, that is the very beginning of this crisis. We are not going to know about quarter two till the end of July.